Weiß Bescheid.
Nintendo.
From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Like a fused and bold, like a gallows sheet.
I saw stress balls you can get from underneath your desk that you squeeze them and they're like a nut sack.
That's awesome.
But they're a stress ball, but it hangs right underneath your desk. No, but I'm sure you could get them hairy.
Yes.
I just felt like sharing.
Stress balls.
Right? Stress balls.
I get it.
Balls.
The balls.
All right. So you are joining another episode of Montana Metal with Mr. Mayhem. A little bit of mayhem to start off the show. We had metal and then we followed up with mayhem.
It worked.
Hello, Nama.
Hello, Nama. Mr. Spicy saying, welcome, welcome.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, oh my God, Montana and roads could never be better, right? Maybe. It could be a whole lot better.
Could never be better. Listen to what you're saying.
Right? Never, ever. So pointy. Never, never.
Nipples. Pointy.
Frozen. It's icy.
And Mr. Mystery saying, I'm over it. I want summer back.
Usually it's the first snow where I'm done with it. But on the plus side, get to listen to music.
Right.
You guys got done hearing Loinhammer.
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 Out of the Flathead area. That area is absolutely beautiful up there.
It's so pretty.
And so it's jelly.
They seem to put out awesome bands.
Right?
Just must be the weather.
It's the happy like scenery that makes them be able to express themselves so awesomely.
Awesomely.
It could very well be. I mean, it's inspiration.
It is very inspirational.
You know? It's very inspirational. Yes, that's the word I was looking for.
We need to go hiking in Glacier. Speaking of,
I have never been.
I've driven through Glacier, but I've never hiked in Glacier. And they have amazing like lakes and waterfalls and beautiful scenery.
Okay,
so next year.
It's on our to-do list.
It's way too cold now. You can't get there now.
We should do that hot air balloon. Yeah.
Let's try that out. I'm pretty sure the hot water would not help your balloon. Drop water balloons from the hot air balloon, maybe.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be fun.
Does it work the same way as like the penny from a skyscraper? Would you kill someone with a water balloon?
Because wouldn't the water displace itself? Like, you know, as it's falling, wouldn't it like spread out to make it thinner?
I don't know.
How horrible would that be? Like, water balloon. Oh my God, they're squished.
Like, I was wearing gloves.
Would it freeze on the way down if it was in the middle of winter?
These are important questions.
If someone dies from this, it's not our fault, and we didn't do it or plan it out.
We do not
recommend you do this.
Yes. No.
Don't do it.
Definitely check out Loinhammer on Bands in Town, Facebook, Roof Nations, and YouTube. They're amazing, and I love them.
Mistress Mystery has the giggles.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Walking Corpse Syndrome. Love them. They are in the middle of their tour, which is awesomely called the Trash Panda Tour.
Trash Panda!
Trash Panda! They're amazing. Walking Corpse Syndrome. Double drummers. They're fun.
Let's say they are been doing a couple different shows. They had the show in Butte. They've had a few other ones.
Last Friday night, they were at the Dark Horse in Missoula. And their tour continues on.
Yes, Missoula is always a fun place to tour.
I love Missoula.
I like Missoula.
I would live there. I love Butte, but I would live in Missoula too. It's just fun.
I like to visit it.
I wouldn't want to live there.
No. In Missoula? Like on the outskirts of Missoula. Like maybe Lolo. Lolo's cool.
Yeah, but Lolo's all burnt up.
It is a little burnt up. But they've got an awesome brewery there.
Are you judging them because they're burnt up?
Judge her.
Actually, it would be quite beautiful in the spring.
The Bitterroot Mountains are fantastic. You should come to Montana and you should enjoy all of the Montana metal.
Yes.
Neckwitter, Bozeman, Montana.
Wow.
Love them.
Bozeman's another place I like to visit.
It is too. I go to Bozeman a lot.
Dragon Slayers and stuff like that.
Oh. And then you just had to go there, didn't you?
Yeah, because there's no way we're traveling through this shit.
Like, do you deliver?
To Butte.
We need to pick a barrel here.
Do.
Oh my God. There we go.
So Neckwitter, and Pickle Barrel out of Bozeman, Montana. Amazing. Necroder, 2009. Fantastic band. They're super dark. We love it. This is their song 3 on Montana Metal.
Some Hamawaldi with Snuff the Fluff out of Hamilton, Montana. I just love the name. I love the name of the song. I love everything. I love their names, which is Moof and Southpaw. It seriously, yeah. You've got to see these dudes.
They're fucking amazing.
I recommend say that checking a lot, out the his their you know some of their videos because the two of them are absolutely amazing.
You can't. There's no way.
He's so freaking fast, and they just their sound is amazing, and it's. You get memorized just watching them play.
You do. Total
like standing there, just like
You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Mesmerization.
Yes.
I just wanted to hear you say it. That's all. You know. I know what you meant.
Slow, because well.
Slow and think about it.
Yes.
I don't usually slow say anything slow.
No.
I figure fast forward's the way to go. That way, if I absolutely kill the word, it's just, you know, it was a quick, painful rip.
Alrighty then.
Not like when people pronounce my last name, I'm like, oh, go away. Like, don't try. You're adding, like, way too many letters.
You're right.
You're like, how did my last name just become 32 letters?
So we're going to head over to the Great Falls area.
Because, well, odds and favors over there.
Right.
We like odds on favor. You've got Jake, Shane, Mike, originally formed in 2010. You can hunt them down on Facebook, Reaver Nation, Twitter, and of course YouTube. Because pretty much everybody's on YouTube.
Yep. All right, so some odds on favored with their song Free on the Mistress of Mayhem. Montana.
Hey, this is Don Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
This is Eddie Kelly.
This is Kiki Kelly.
And we're from Mudkicker, and you're listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem.
The Mudkicker with Assassin's Confession, BMF. I'm Twin Bridges. You got Kiki, who just had a birthday. Happy birthday. Eddie, Caveman Kelly. And, of course, Sean on voice and guitars.
See, Kiki has an awesome birthday.
She does. Halloween. It's Halloween. It's fucking fantastic. I love Kiki.
How awesome
I love
would
Eddie.
It be?
I love them all.
Right?
But, yeah, she has a kick-ass birthday.
Which, you know.
We should throw her like a kick-ass 18th birthday. When she turns 18, the mistresses should throw her. Because we've gotten to see her grow. And I love Kiki and Eddie. They're awesome kids to watch grow.
Except for their dad's a lot more paranoid about letting Eddie go play with us than Kiki.
Yeah.
He's like all afraid we're going to molest him or something. I'm like, once he turns 18, it's not molestation.
As long as he agrees to it.
It's fine.
Just saying.
Yes, but you should definitely check out Mudkicker. You can check them out on Facebook, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, Twitter, YouTube. Definitely check them out also at mudkickerentertainment.com. Let's see what's coming up in the world of Montana metal. All That Remains is going to be at the Pub House in Billings, Montana on Friday, December 15th. That's going to be an awesome show. They're pretty awesome. I like them. So for more information, go to ticketfly.com. You can find the event page on Montana Metal's Facebook page and get your tickets directly from there. Got some Resurgence.
Yes, Resurgence coming up. You can also download Montana Metal episodes at metallocal.com. Did you know that?
That's fucking awesome. And it doesn't cost you any data when you do it that way.
Right.
So in your Wi-Fi, you download past Montana Metal shows on metallocal.com. Mm-hmm. And then when you're driving around, you're on road trips, at work, working out, you just play them on your phone.
Right.
And it didn't cost you anything because you were on Wi-Fi when you downloaded them, and then it's data free.
Yeah, if you don't do it while you're in Wi-Fi, we don't rec that. That'll be data.
I do it when I'm not in Wi-Fi because fuck Verizon.
And you have free. You have ultimate.
I have ultimate data, but fuck them. So I use as much data now as I possibly can. Fuck Verizon.
And I'm thinking about changing.
I'm so angry. I'm kind of looking at T-Mobile only because our store is pretty. Every time I drive by, I'm like, oh, it's so pretty and pink.
It's an awesome reason. I'm like,
I really would check their plans. I'm not like that. But for some reason, the pink just makes me like,
really? This is it the makes girl, me want to gag.
This is the girl who goes into like the like auto store and like, you know, knows exactly the blue back, the blue book value of her vehicle. And they're like, oh.
Yep.
She's like, I know what it is if I have this many dents and if it has this much kind of vehicle. And they're like, oh, crap.
I'm really good at negotiating car dealerships. I love doing it. It's fun.
She's the same with her phone. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah, I don't know why T-Mobile's building is pretty. It's all pink.
Don't get me wrong. There are places like we're willing to go into places because it has a nice name.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on. That's how we end up at Daddy's Donuts.
I was going to say Daddy's Donuts.
Daddy's Donuts. We're like, this is going to be hot. It'd be all dirty. Like, this is like the homiest atmosphere ever.
I couldn't do a post. I know. And I couldn't make the post dirty because I'm like, I can't do that. This place was awesome. But I should eventually share some of their posts because they were really, you know, help pump them up because you should definitely go to Daddy's Donuts in Seattle, Washington.
Oh, check it out. Everybody, seriously, they so are good. So good.
So amazing.
Mm, straight to the butt good.
And they had like awesome robots. And, I love Seattle too. We had fun in Seattle.
So, anyway, while you're over that direction, head over to Washington, where Resurgence is currently semi-based out of. That in Kalispell. They bounce back and forth.
Haha, giggity.
Right?
That's okay though. To each their own.
Check out Resurgence on Facebook and join their Facebook group, Resurgence Army, so you can get special information.
Yes, yes. So here is a little bit of a Resurgence with The Accuser on Montana Metal.
Trails.
right, My Fist to Your Face with demo track 3. These guys, well, this guy is from Butte, Montana. Sean Rocks Hoskins. Formed in 2001. Man. Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, check them out.
Sean's played with a couple different groups, people all over the world. Sometimes he's, you know, not sure who he's exactly playing with right now.
Yeah, and he DJs for a local radio station here in Butte, and yeah, goes by Metal Man, so
I was going to say, he definitely enjoys himself. He's been on doing radio for
a long time.
Longer than I've been alive.
Yep.
And TV. And TV. He did TV too.
Awesome.
Okay. Things you didn't know about Metal Man.
Right? Metal Man. Yeah, so check out My Fist Your Face. If you can listen to past tracks and what have yous. Facebook, Reverb Nation, and Twitter.
Tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet. Next week, we're going to have some Seventh Passing and Shake Fist. Want to remind you guys to download past episodes of Montana Metal at MetalLocal.com. And also submit any Montana metal bands that you know of that we are not playing and we should love and adore and stock.
Right.
Because we want to stock you. I mean, support you. Yeah, no.
Stock, support, whatever.
It's hand in hand.
But, you know, they
apples,
both start
oranges.
With an S.
I'm going to tell you what color underwear you should be wearing today, you know.
Right.
That's not creepy at all.
No.
No. Mr. Soyuz is saying thank you very much for tuning in. And we will chat with you next week.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying check out our Facebook page. Check out our actual Mistress of Mayhem page. Check out our previous shows.
Right.
What I'm saying is check it out.
Check it out. Yep, yep. And Mistress Mystery saying thanks again for tuning in.
So we're going to play some Ripple Effect. The Ripple Effect is out of Billings. This song is called Formerly Known As. Got Angel, Phil, Nick, Evil, and Keith. Not together any at this point.
Yeah, unfortunately. Done.
Stuff
a couple
does
years
happen.
Ago.
2014 was the last time they hung out together. Hopefully we will see something else from them soon.
Maybe.
I know they're doing their own things, so we welcome that.
Right, right. I mean, you gotta live life too, you know.
Life happens.
Especially when you're making other plans.
Right. If you'd like to check out more about Ripple Effect, check them out on their Facebook page.
Yepers. All right. Some Formerly Known As by Ripple Effect on Mistress of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.